You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
If we can pull a big vote out of northeastern Pennsylvania for Barack and Joe, there isn't any way they lose Pennsylvania. And if they win Pennsylvania, there's no way they lose the White House.
Listen to that. All is forgiven. Hillary Clinton on a first-name basis with Barack and Joe, making her first campaign appearance in Pennsylvania yesterday on behalf of the Obama campaign. All eyes are on Pennsylvania this week. Obama, Biden, McCain, and Palin are making campaign stops there. Latest polls are turning in Obama's favor, but Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein is finding a lot of undecided voters in another of our Counties That Count series. Andrea is in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania right now. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, John.
Well, you're not going to convince me that there are undecided voters at a Clinton rally for Barack Obama, are you?
No, but there are some in the area. I mean, I'm in the Wyoming Valley in Lucerne County, sort of in the foothills of the Poconos. And Wilkes-Barre and Scranton, which is just over the county line, are sort of these old coal cities, these places in America that once were something and want to be something again. And this is one of the areas in the country where Hillary Clinton pulled in some of her biggest margins, 3-1. So yesterday when she came out onto the stage, there was this very sustained applause. And, you know, remember in the primary when she was arguing, well, you know, the hardworking Americans in the swing states, they're all for me. Now it's her job to convince many of them. And when I was here just a few weeks ago, the sort of racial issue was very close to the surface. So she came out on the stage, and she practically took it head on.
I know you've got friends and neighbors and maybe even some family members who aren't decided yet. You might even have a few lean in the wrong direction. Barack and Joe are not asking you to marry them. They're asking you to vote for them and vote for yourselves.
So she just puts on that twang and then everybody goes, sure, I'll vote for him. Come on.
Well, you know, it's interesting because even yesterday I was finding people that have only decided in the last week. They say they're Democrats, but they've only just decided since the debates began to vote for Hillary Clinton. Or someone that I met out in the parking lot, and they're all wearing these big brown buttons that say Hillary sent me, Belinda Madden. She's unemployed, and she said that it took her a long time to come around to Obama.
I was a Hillary person. I was for Hillary. And Obama's okay, but Joe Biden solidified that for me.
Why? What is it about Joe Biden that solidified it for you?
Because he's like the rest of us. He makes mistakes. He came home when his wife was in the hospital. He used to make the trip. He didn't stay in D.C.
You know, I don't see how that motivates you to vote for a campaign, but it's fascinating to hear those voters agonizing about their decision.
Right. And, you know I was at a rally, so, and I had to eat, so I went over to the St. Stanislaus Polish National Catholic Elementary School Annual Polish Food Festival.
Of course you did.
And, I mean, that's a really key ethnic group in this area, Polish, Catholic, Democrat, but very, very conservative in their voting patterns. And there were a lot of people there, including a woman who said to me, I am not voting. I was a Hillary Clinton voter. Now she's out of it, and I am sitting this one out. And she had actually just met Bill Clinton that day. But there were also some other people in this voting hall. Now, this is white Catholic, so this is McCain's group. His name was Ray Mikowski. He was in the mail order business. And he and I had a long, thoughtful conversation, and he said, you know, I have been a lifelong Republican, but the country's in such a mess, I don't want to vote Republican right now. But he wasn't quite ready to vote for Obama either.
I mean, I think a lot of people feel this way, is his name sounds like a Middle Eastern, you know, and is he a sleeper cell? You know, a lot of people be thinking, you know, it's like, you don't know. You know, they pump all this fear into you about sleeper cells and all of this, just waiting to get into power, waiting to act. You know, it's scary, but I don't think he is. But I think a lot of people feel that way, you know. It's like, it sounds like an Iraqi name or something, you know.
Despite that?
I think he's got a lot of good ideas. I really do. I think he's a worthwhile candidate. And I think if he had a little more experience, I'd be on his boat.
Man, that is interesting stuff. I mean, how widely do you think people are thinking that?
Well, Well, you know, I think that some people are. And I think that, you know, he was a completely, you know, sort of thoughtful person. In fact, we're going to be posting our whole interview on the takeaway.org in just a little bit, and people can hear the whole thing if they want. But that is what the McCain campaign is looking for, not necessarily the, you know, yahoos who are yelling out racial epithets at his rallies, but people who are trying to think this thing through, who are like Ray Mikowski and who are sort of feeling, you know, this concern. And he, you know, he said it. He said they're pumping us full of fear. And, you know, that is what the last, in particular, last week of this campaign has been about. That is who the McCain campaign is trying to get in these waning weeks.
And we should point out that, you know, you're doing substantive interviews with all these people. You're not sort of going for sound bites here. These are thoughts and thought processes that come out after getting to know you and spending some time talking to you. This isn't just stuff they're shouting like they would shout at a rally.
No, I mean, this is not somebody who was full of hate. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I mean, he liked things about Obama and was really puzzling it through. And he had voted for Mike Huckabee in the primary. So, you know, this is a very conservative sort of pro-life area. And the fact that there are people even thinking of about Obama, these Republicans, even while there are the sort of Hillary Clinton voters that are sort of, you know, some of the hardest to get Democrats in America for Obama. It's a real interesting mix in northeastern Pennsylvania. And that's why they're all here. Sarah Palin. Coming tomorrow.
All right, Andrea, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein, Takeaway's political director in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, part of her Counties That Count series. You can find all the counties that count on our website at thetakeaway.org. And now with the Columbus Day headlines, we have Femi Oke.
Thanks, John. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.